talked about knowing God's will for us, how we make it harder than it needs to be, and how we look for His will in other places besides Scripture. We talked about last week how His will is written out in black and white and sometimes red throughout the Bible, God's perfect word for us. This past week, I was reading in a devotion, and I came across a very eye-opening question. I had to stop and read it several times because of the sting it brought to my heart. And I want to share that with you today. This is the question. If you refuse to obey God in what He has already shown you, why should He give you further direction? I'll read that again. If you refuse to obey God in what He has already shown you, why should He give you further direction? Obedience to the known will of God is important in receiving additional guidance. When we can look in Scripture and see in black and white and red exactly what God's will is for us and how He wants to live, how He wants us to live our lives, and we don't do it, then why should we expect for Him to answer our prayer of what His will is in a certain situation in our life? So we need to really stop and think about that this week and know for sure in our hearts that we are truly seeking what He wants for us. So let us continue looking into Scripture for understanding of God's will. Let's read in Psalm 37, 31. It says, "The law of His God is in His heart. His steps do not slip." So if we have the law of God in our heart, we're not going to slip. We're going to do what He wants us to do. We're going to live out His will He has for our lives. So we need to work on that. We need to work on having God's word in our heart, God's love in our heart. In Psalm 119, 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And in the same chapter, verse 130, it says, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple." So from these verses, how can we have understanding of God's will? Well, God's word is a light for the path that we walk on through this life on earth, the path to His will for us. As we unfold His word, we discover more and more of what He wants for us. Just imagine, I'll give an example on this. This is not scriptural, but it makes me think about it. When you have something folded in a towel, for instance, and when I fry chicken, I never cover it with plastic or aluminum or anything like that. And my granny taught me that, but that's to keep it crisp and fresh. Because if you cover it, the condensation from the warmth in the chicken makes it soggy. So imagine having it folded up into a towel or paper towels that can breathe. And as you're unfolding that, you're getting the aroma. It makes you more curious of what's hidden in the center of that towel. And you unfold it more. And then you unfold it more until you get to that delicious piece of chicken. Well, this illustration is just to make us think about that and how that desire for us to smell and taste what's in that towel, the same should be, or even more so, that unfolding God's word, that we're smelling the aroma of the sweetness of it, that we cannot wait to get to the part where we can taste what God's word is saying to us and follow His will in that, obey Him. I know that might be a silly illustration, but that's what comes to my mind. What else can we do to understand God's will for us? We can listen and trust. In Psalm 143:8, it says, "Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. So every morning, we can hear from God. If we trust Him, we've got, that's the key word here, trust. We have to have faith that what He says in His Word is the truth and we can stand on it. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. So we all lack wisdom. We know that. So we should all seek God for answers. Even the psalmist asked for wisdom. Let's look in Psalm 25, 4 through 5. The psalmist says, make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Let this be our prayer. God, make me to know your ways. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truths and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. But you know, there are conditions for finding God's will for our lives. In Romans 12, 1 through 2, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. What will the Holy Spirit do as you seek direction? In John 16:13, it says He will guide you and declare what is to come. He'll show you. Why do you think that the Lord sometimes wants you to wait to know His will for you? I think that's a question we've all asked ourselves at some time in our lives. Let's close with Isaiah 30:18. It says, therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore He exalts Himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. Remember, God is gracious. He shows us mercy. He's a God of justice, and we will be blessed when we wait for Him. He knows the perfect way to achieve His purpose for us, the perfect time to go into action, and the perfect ways to discipline us so that we wait and we listen for His perfect will for our lives. Be blessed, my friends. Have a great week as you listen and wait for the one who knows what is best for you.